Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Poland, to a city that is still under the tourist radar. Monocle's Anna Siwecka takes us to Poznan, to its center and old town.
I had some of my best days during my studies in Poznan. It was thanks to my friends, the adventures at university, and just because I guess I was younger than now. But also thanks to Poznan, the city itself, with its green and yellow tram stuffed with other students in the morning, with two iron billy goats that butt heads 12 times to strike the midday hour on top of the town hall, and with all the cafes and small restaurants where I ate in hurry, before and in between classes, and the pubs where I said na zdrowie while drinking beer made in Poznan breweries, or something stronger than beer. The latter, of course, happened after classes. But you, whether you're traveling with a branded suitcase or a student backpack like me back then, let me tell you about a few of those places in Poznan center and old town. I wouldn't be starting a day without a coffee, and the best one you can get at Stragan on Ratajczaka Street, just opposite the university library. A place which you would call a stall in English is not only known for serving a variety of great beans, their porridge and homemade bagels will provide you with enough energy whether the rest of your day is filled with touristic attractions or cramming before an exam. This breakfast is even worth playing hooky, trust me, been there. And when you're leaving, be sure to say piona. If porridge with apples, cinnamon and almonds is not enough sweetness for you, head to Zagrodnicza Bakery on the same street. Also in a few other spots around town. There you should definitely try drożdżówka, a sweet bun topped with seasonal fruit, pudding or sweet cheese. And yes, take the one covered with icing or sztuzl. Here and in almost every other bakery across town you can get rogal marciński, a special type of croissant traditional for the greater Poland region. Now, rogal marciński is an ultimate croissant. Filled with white poppy seeds, raisins and nuts can easily substitute lunch, and it's a must try in Poznan, especially on the National Independence Day in November, a day when we also celebrate one of Poznan's main streets, Święty Marcin. To burn calories, let's walk to Old Market Square. Don't worry, the walk won't take too long, and you can always stop by Drukarnia Skład Wina I Chleba on Podgórna Street. Grab a seat in the restaurant's backyard, enjoy a glass of wine and be amazed by their freshly baked bread. Now, let's continue towards the town hall. Almost every tenement building on the Old Market Square houses a dining place. If you're up for a true Polish feast or something traditional from the western region, head to Ratuszowa or Bamberka. Start with a boiled potato with cottage cheese or potato noodles served with sour cabbage. Well, now you know it. Poznan is a potato region. Or maybe you're looking for traditional Polish dumplings? Pierogi? You'll find them here too. Finish your day in one of the pubs in the Old Market Square. Try Browaria, a hotel, a restaurant and a brewery under one roof. Go for their Pilsner type or Kozlak with its copper color and rich multi-flavor. And don't forget to say, na zdrowie!
This has been episode 102 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Monocle's Anna Siwecka for today's tour in the Polish city of Poznan. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.